Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to the active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. And don't forget, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. Simply, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And we're going to go right to the phone lines. We have got our friend, the professor of politics out there in California, that socialist country that it is, and it would be none other than Kyle Warren. There they are.
Deep in the heart.
We have a lot of people over there in that hotel tonight. Matter of fact, both hotels are full. The parking lots are full. I have no idea what's going on that's keeping the people here. But for some reason, they're here because of the game, I guess. And I don't know what else is coming up that's got them here. We have a lot of activity of some sort. I haven't looked at the schedules, but it might be the Rays playing baseball or staying over here or whatever. But anyway, we'll worry about that in a little bit. Let's say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to address this situation down on the border and Del Rio, Texas. And I saw some pictures yesterday, and the fake news media was going nuts about, oh, they're whipping the people. They're riding them down with horses, and they got whips, and they're just whipping them, and they're beating them. And, oh, it's terrible and all that. Lie, 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 lie. Do you know what they were doing with the horses?
What was that?
Crowd control. And do you know what they were using, and it wasn't a whip?
What's that?
You ever ridden a horse?
Well, yes, of course.
What do you hold onto the horse with?
Well, the reins. You have reins.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, the Border Patrol has extra long reins for a reason. They use it so that they can take it and swing it around to keep the people away from the horse. It's not a whip. It's the horse reins. And guess what? It's like getting hit with a shoestring.
Right.
If you get hit. And the whole idea is to get you away from the horse. Because otherwise, you're going to get trampled. If you get trampled by a horse, you're going to get hurt. You're going to break bones. You could have a lot worse happen to you. And I'm watching them right now. I'm watching the horses, the way they're trained to do. They're like cow ponies. They do the same thing cowboys with the cows when they're out there herding cows. They use the reins to get the cattle to move.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. And I saw that, and I said, whips? Where the hell's a whip? Because I heard the media talking about, oh, they're whipping the people. It's terrible. It's just, no, they're not. And they were actually blocking the path, turning the people around, telling them to go back.
Yeah, well, again, I don't think whips are standard issue for the Border Patrol. I mean, again, part of this, Captain, too, is, you know, wanting to create this false narrative about even what law enforcement or Border Patrol agents are supposed to do, what their job is, or how they do their job. And unfortunately, it goes to that narrative of trying to create a lot of instability.
Well, again, I will repeat, these horses are specially trained to do this. They're like cow ponies. They do the same thing with people they do with cows, okay? And that's what these Border Patrol agents were doing. And any stupid moron in the media or any liberal that thinks different is an idiot, because that's what they were doing. Watch the video. You'll see it.
Absolutely. No, I have seen it. And it definitely, yeah, they're not carrying whips and deliberately whipping the people. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, that's what they said, though.
Yes, well, but again,
so they got a whole bunch of people excited, including some politicians. Oh, that's terrible. We don't do that. We got to investigate. We got to find out what's going on. Well, investigate all you want. But when you take a look at the video, you're going to see what they were doing.
Yeah, all they have to do is turn on their TV. That's all.
And they were stopped. They had blocked a path for the illegals to come across the river, to come up the path, to go back to head up underneath the bridge. They had blocked that path and were turning people around. And they were. They were.
Right.
They
right.
stopped them, and that's exactly what they were supposed to do. So to that, I say kudo. Good job, CBP. Good job.
Well, of course. And, of course, Captain, too, where is Kamala Harris in all of this?
What's that was answered yesterday.
Yeah.
What's your face? Jen Psaki said, because I think Peter Ducey asked, well, where's Kamala Harris?
Right.
We don't see her. Well, she's taking care of talking to the countries and trying to get this all resolved. We aren't letting any people into our country. Then I heard that Mayorkas. That jackass needs to be impeached.
Well, yes. And
he stood up there and lied to the American people again.
Right. Oh, well, sure. Sure. But at the very least, he's at the border where we haven't seen Kamala Harris ever, but it's basically, and it's going to get harder and harder for them to hide and deny and try to control the narrative.
Well, let's cut with the crap here. He's at the border lying to the people about what we're seeing with our very own eyes, telling us that we're not seeing it.
Right.
Oh, no, the border's closed. I can't get in. Really? Really? Give me a break.
Well, he's telling people, well, you'll be turned back, you'll be returned, and this kind of thing. But, Captain, the message is loud and clear to those who are trying to come across the border that they're supposed to come across.
Yeah, and we're fixing to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the people they're deporting, folks. Wait till you hear this. Wait till you hear this. Oh, they're deporting people. They're going to send them back to Haiti. Oh, they're going to get them all back there. You know how many people we've deported since we announced this? 300. And not one of them. Not one of them is other than a certain category individual. Wait till I tell you this one. Oh, boy. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy shotgun.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's waiting on the phone line for me to talk to him. This segment of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot at Relief Factor, the website, of course, relieffactor.com/captain. Now, the truth of the matter is, folks, is tens of thousands of people have benefited from this program and others saying about our personal experience with Relief Factor and what it's done for us. Now, when we tell you about this, we're telling you about our own experience and how it helped me and how it helped others that I know of. And all I can tell you is this product works. And it's very simple the way it does it. The ingredients that are in it are all natural. It's not like the narcotics that you have to take for pain or for swelling or for inflammation. It's got a very biodegradable as well as natural ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, Icarin and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, to lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got. And Relief Factor also targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. Now, it's 100% drug-free. Can't beat that one. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. It also supports a healthy response to the inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. Now, what's amazing is a lot of times my ankle will hurt or my leg will hurt, and then my back where I've had a problem, I've had my spine fused, will start to ache, and I'll take the Relief Factor and boom, gone, pain over, end of session in both areas. That's amazing how it works, but it works that way. Now, it also comes in convenient individual packets, supports healthy joints and muscles, speeds up the healing process. But the best part of it is $19.95 is all it costs for the three-week quick start, $19.95. It gets you started, and you get started by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there, take advantage of the price that's there. You'll also see a little video there, Chicken Notch, and they've got all kinds of other health products related over there. But I take their Relief Factor, and it works for me. It'll work for you, too. After all you've got to lose is pain. ReliefFactor.com/captain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All righty. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about the border and do it fairly briefly. The people that are coming are not all from Haiti. We know that, right?
That's right.
Well, where are they coming from?
Well, the Haitians actually that have come to the border have not come directly from Haiti. They've come mostly from Mexico, I believe.
And Central America.
That's
South,
right.
Yep.
You have people coming from all parts of Latin America.
Yeah. And Cuba.
That's right.
Where they went temporarily because of the fact that they were, because of the earthquake and all that stuff down there in Haiti, where they went to be refugees. So they were welcomed in there for a little while. And they said, well, okay, time to go to the great Amatic. By the way, it's not the great Satan to them. To them, it's a great Savior.
Right.
So these people aren't all coming from Haiti. But we're sending some of them back to Haiti. But the ones we're sending back are single males. And what they're doing is they're vetting these people, the ones that come, the single males. And they're saying, why do you want to come to America? When they go, oh, it's a land of opportunity. I'd be brave. I'd be free. And they give me this. And I'm so proud to be, oh, being American, blah, 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 blah. Those are the people they're loading on a plane and sending back.
Yeah, because ironically, that's the old America. That's the Republican America. Well, of course.
Let's be honest. That's the Republican America.
Well, of course.
People that are turning around is the Immigration and Naturalization Service, not the Border Patrol.
Well, exactly. But it used to be that this was the mindset that you wanted people to, if, however they came to this nation, they wanted to come to this nation because they realized it was opportunity, it was freedom, it was these kinds of things. And unfortunately, Captain, I think the powers that be, the Democrat Party elite in particular, they want people who are going to rely on the government.
That's
it. Looking for a larger sort of socialist.
Which is why they're bringing the family units in.
Right.
Yep. Because to them it's, well, their votes. We're going to take care of them. We're going to give them this. We're going to give them that. And say, look, here we are. Vote Democratic. We'll register you to vote, too, because we're going to give you all amnesty, and you'll be able to vote when we do that. And that's all part of the plan. And again, for you people that don't understand this, I've said it over and over and over again, this is the fundamental transformation of America by Barack Obama on steroids. They're still trying to do it.
Well, sure, because at the very heart of the matter, it's about having power.
Yep.
It's about having political power and sustaining
for years to come.
That's right, for generations after generations. In other words, it would make them more than happy to just simply see the demise of any kind of opposition to their ideology, not totally dissimilar to what we're seeing happening over time in California, where it's a mono-party system.
And we can stop this thing, but we have to do it a little bit at a time with people like Manchin, people like Sinema, other people in the mix where you get a senator here, a congressman there, that sort of thing, and you start chipping away at the base. That's what you do. And you start chipping away at the numbers so that they can't just automatically pass something and have it go through just by snapping your fingers. So again, folks, you've got to keep the pressure up. Call Congress. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Call the Senate. 202-225-3121. 202-225-3121. Call them. I don't care if you call them every day. They don't care if you call them every day. Call them and complain. Give them your zip code. You get your congressman or woman and say, you better not do this, because if you do, you're done. We'll vote you out.
Well, sure. Yeah, we can't stress this enough. because this gives them ultimately the political cover they need. And look at the state of affairs right now, Captain. It's almost a perfect storm for Joe Biden, or against Joe Biden, as it were, because every single thing he's touching is absolutely just falling to pieces. There is no good news around anywhere for the Biden administration, and so the more that you keep the pressure up, the more that these senators, like Manchin, for example, maybe others will follow, that will, they will be able to say, huh, I don't have to worry so bad about the political cost. I can make this happen, and be successful at it. So that's where we're at right now.
Do you know where Joe Biden is today?
He was in Delaware, I think.
You know where he is today?
No, where is he today?
United Nations.
Oh, that's right, the big United Nations speech.
Yep.
That's right, yeah, that'll be later
on. I hope the teleprompter works.
Well, see, well, what's going to happen now is he's going to have to try to cobble together a huge word salad, and that's what it's going to turn out to be, I think, that's going to try to make it sound like everything he's doing in foreign policy is just fine. Afghanistan wasn't such a big deal. They'll downplay that. They'll try to explain it away, but it's going to get worse and worse. I think what's going to happen, Captain, is friend and foe alike are going to see Joe Biden trying to weasel his way out of this stuff.
Well, we just told everybody and just spent almost two full segments telling you about is the honest-to-God truth. You cannot believe the lying mainstream media that's directing a line at you, trying to get you to believe that what you're seeing with your own eyes is not what you're seeing with your own eyes. And when I saw that with the horses and I saw what they were doing, they're going, oh, they're whipping the people. Look, they're driving them into the river. Look, they're running them over. Look, when I heard all that, I just wanted to break something because I knew what the horses were doing. I've been on horseback. I've done that thing.
Well, right.
Jeez.
And one might think that in some weird way.
We had cattle on our farm.
That's right. Well, one might think, too, that this was what they're saying about the riders on horseback, that this would be more akin to trying to do something against the Trump administration. But Trump's not president anymore. It's Joe Biden. Maybe they forgot that momentarily, because that's the kind of thing that would bring up trying to harm Trump.
Yeah, but it's not true, and you
no,
can't believe it.
No, of course it's not true. Well, it's the kids in cages and all that kind of stuff, and so it's, again, designed to create a narrative and designed to create chaos.
And, again, I'm going to repeat this so you can understand this. Yes, the Biden administration has begun deportation flights back to Haiti. However, the people they're deporting are not the people that you think they are. They've only deported 300 people so far since they started it. And guess what? It's not the single family units. It's the single men, depending on the questions they ask them. They're vetting them, and they're trying to get the ones out that they believe are going to be the conservatives that are coming. And, I'm not making this up. This is true, ladies and gentlemen. They're trying to get the people out that they think are going to vote Republican.
I think you're right about that.
I know I'm right about that. I talked to way too many people down here at the border. Jeez. All right, hold that thought. Folks, coming right back. Never going to ask you a question. Where's Brian? Where is Brian? And what will we find out today with the autopsy? Oh, bad news. Bad news. All right, Mike Gallagher's going to take us to break, so do to it there, Mr. Mike.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Drug maker Pfizer says the initial data from its COVID vaccine trial on children aged 5 to 11 showed promising results. The company said in a Monday press release that the results of the early trial showed that the vaccine was safe and effective for children. Pfizer says they will ask the FDA for emergency use approval once the trial is complete. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Mark McClellan tells CNBC that it's likely that the agency will be able to move quickly with their decision.
It is going to be a thorough process at the FDA. They look at all the actual data, replicate the studies that are reported, but those findings are very promising, especially around the ability of a very small dose to lead to a very strong immune reaction. And that's another reason why we give a lot of vaccines to younger kids, very resilient immune system. So it's good that that's panning out. And action by the FDA in a month seems very feasible.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
All righty, we are going to take it away. Thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Man. By the way, I talked to Dawn yesterday, Mike Lindell's personal assistant at MyPillow, and she said to say thank you to everybody, and she appreciated the fact that Mike appreciated the fact that people were supporting him so very much. And after all, we are his store right now. What he used to have in the big box stores is now being sold off his website, MyPillow.com, and in order to get the discounts, which is actually the wholesale price that the stores would be paying, and then they would turn around and mark it up to the retail level that you see this listed at on his website, that's how much money you're saving. So when I tell you, if you use the promo code CAPTAIN on whatever you see there, you're going to save $40, $50. You're going to save 50% in some cases. You're going to buy one, get one in other cases, whatever the case might happen to be. But you're going to save a bunch of money that you wouldn't have saved had you been buying at the big box store. So that shows you the big markup they have there in those stores. So go to MyPillow.com. Take a look at whatever they have to sell there. It's going to ask you for a promo code. The promo code is always going to be CAPTAIN. It's that simple. And if you want to talk to them on the telephone, you can do that too by calling them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. 5459. Now, remember, they've also got a button right there, a logo button, that says Radio Listener Specials on the MyPillow.com website. You can click that button. It'll take you to a separate page where you'll get 18 to 20 different items, all marked down to where you're going to save a bunch of money. I mean, a bunch of money. For example, if you need towels, they got them. You're going to save a lot of money with that. You need the Giza sheets, they got them. You're going to save a lot of money with that. You need a mattress cover? They got them. You're going to save a lot of money with that. You need a MyPillow, the world-famous MyPillow. They got them, and you are going to save a bundle on that, too, just by using the product code CAPTAIN. So, MyPillow.com, product code CAPTAIN, telephone number 800-641-5459. Enjoy your shopping. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. How's the sheets doing?
Oh, they're great. They're really comfortable and highly recommended.
There you go. Now, where's Brian, Kyle?
Well, that is a very, very good question, Captain. We know at some point he was at his parents' house there in Northport. But now, of course, according to them, he drove evidently the Mustang that was in the front driveway to the reserve. And then they went and got it, brought it home, and then reported him missing to the police about 4 days after he supposedly went there. I do think, Captain, that we call into question any of these kinds of narratives, because I don't think anybody ever saw the car drive away or come back or anything like that. But nevertheless, he has gone somewhere, and I don't think it was into that preserve. By the way, his attorney had a press conference scheduled, I think, for late yesterday, and he canceled that after he spoke with the FBI. So there's a lot going on here, and I think maybe the parents have to be scrutinized a little bit more. They certainly have been doing that.
There was a note found in the car.
Yep.
We don't know what the note says, but there was a note found in the car. That's number one. Number two, we also heard a 911 call yesterday that was released to the media with Gabby telling the police that she had been beaten by this guy.
Well, I think it was an observer who called 911, and they had said they had driven by the van or seen the van drive by, and that, in their words, the gentleman, as they referred to Brian Laundrie, was slapping what they referred to as the girl, meaning Gabby.
Right.
And then they said that somehow they stopped, they got out, they ran up and down the street, and then, according to the caller, he hit her or was hitting her. So this, of course, this is explosive, because when we put that together with the traffic stop and the body cam footage and her state of mind, the way, in fact, at one point in the body cam footage, one of the officers asks Brian Laundrie, why are you always this kind of hyper, this kind of nervous? And just kind of paraphrasing there, he said, well, it's the adrenaline because the lights came on and I had to be pulled over and so forth. But again, now looking back at that, you know, we start seeing some pretty alarming signs, I think.
Yeah, and a pattern was developing. So, I don't know what's going to happen to this. We know we're almost positive the body is that of the girl. We'll find out, I guess, today. I thought we were going to find out yesterday, but that didn't happen.
Well, yes, I think they were saying it would be Tuesday, but unfortunately, I think they have very high confidence that this is going to turn out to be Gabby because of some of the initial reports about the tattoos being visible. However, that being said, we don't know really anything, Captain, about the environment in which they found her. We know it was outside in the national park, but we don't know what other things sort of surrounded this that would give us any indication whatsoever as to the state of affairs, how she met, apparently has met her death.
Yeah.
So with the coroner, though, will be able to tell certainly cause of death and certainly should be able to figure out if that's where it happened or if she was placed there.
Yeah. Now, we're going to talk about the price of gasoline for a second here. What's the price, retail price at the pump out there by you?
Well, I've seen it as low as $4.19 and upwards of $4.50.
All right. And not any higher than that?
No, not in the places I've seen. It could be probably a little bit higher, maybe up in L.A. Perhaps.
Okay, well, here's where I'm going to make everybody mad that's in that situation with you. The wholesale price of gasoline right now, you want to buy a truckload, you want to buy a boatload, you want to buy a plane load, whatever it is, but right at the refinery, with the taxes added in there, not the taxes where you'd have to take it to the state and the county and all that, it's $2.17 a gallon for gasoline, $2.17 a gallon. You're telling me it's over $4 a gallon for whatever it was, right?
That's right, yeah, exactly.
The taxes in California, Kyle, aren't $2 a gallon.
No, they're not.
So what's going on here? You're getting screwed.
Well, that's exactly right. And, of course, also, I think demand might be up a little bit. There's a lot of traffic on California freeways, and that's only anecdotal, but it certainly is something that I've observed more and more over the last several weeks.
Well, it's a little bit more than $3 a gallon down here where I'm at. You can buy it for a little cheaper than that at some of the Sam's Clubs, if you will, and the Walmarts, the Supercenters, the Murphy USA things. But you got to find them. You know, you got to pick and choose them and find them to find the cheaper gas that's around $2.99. That's it. However, that's, you know, $2.99 to $3.09 is what it is right here in my backyard. That's a 10-cent per gallon difference. Again, the wholesale price at the refinery is $2.17 a gallon without adding in the transportation to get it to your point and adding in your local state and county and city or whatever taxes they add to it.
Well, exactly right. And, of course, Captain, wouldn't it be great if there was some way that we could be more energy independent? If only there was...
We were.
Exactly right. That's where I'm getting at. Exactly. And this was under President Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
But there's absolutely no expectation that we'll return back to that anytime soon.
No. And when they tell you, well, you're all better off now because we're getting clean fuel and we're going for the electronic and we're going to have it by 2005 and 2025 and 2030. There's no way in hell, no way in hell they can do it that quick.
Well, of course not. But you see, those are the things that they say in order to, again, continue to build their political power.
But it's not true.
Well, of course not.
It's absolutely not true.
Well, right. We'll get to those milestones that they talk about. It won't be like that, even though, in New York State, they're going to ban internal combustion engine sales or something in 10 years or something like that.
Yeah, I told Chris Murkowski and he laughed.
Yeah, well, of course. But see, they say these things. But the reality on the ground is going to be much different. But, of course, by then, what I think that they hope is that it's just going to be too late. And you can't really reverse it at that point. You can't really do anything. You've got major manufacturers, I'm sure, who are looking at phasing out the current technology in favor of batteries. But I ask you this, Captain, who's going to dominate the battery market?
China.
That's exactly right.
China.
That's right, and
yep.
And in good part because of what Joe Biden did in Afghanistan.
That's right, China. He gave them all the lithium in China to mine.
That's right.
Which Afghanistan was only more than happy to go along with a multi-trillion-dollar deal for China to be able to get that and then turn around, make the batteries, and sell them to everybody else. All right, hold that thought, folks. When we come back, the first edition of the Truckers Highway and Byway broadcast will be on the air, and we're going to take a look at the roads out there. Yeah, we got some weather, and it's cold out there in some of these places. Got storms in the upper Midwest. Tell you all about it. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good.
Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And Don, hope you guys are doing good up there, Carrollton, Georgia way. By the way, it might be raining there today, by the looks of what I'm looking at. And Eric, you're going to get your feet wet up there in East Tennessee, looks like, in a little while. Got that same storm system, Nicholas, that's still got the moisture right there in that part of the country, as well as over on the East Coast tonight. And there's some flooding going on with that. And very briefly, before I turn it over to Kyle, but we're going to play a song first, of course, we got in the Midwest. You need to be careful tonight. Let's see, down between Minnesota and Iowa and part of, where is this? Oh, Missouri. Okay, down through the center of those states and southeastern corner of Minnesota, as well as Wisconsin, you've got some severe storms and that are moving on down through there. But right now, let's get a little music into the story here.
Distance information, give me Memphis, Tennessee. Hit me by party and try to get in touch with me. She did not leave a number, but I know who plays the call. Cause my uncle took a message and he wrote it on the wall. Give me information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who called me here from Memphis, Tennessee. But her home is on the side, high up on a ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge.
Johnny Rivers, and where was he playing that, Kyle, out in California? Where was the place he was at?
Well, was that on American Bandstand?
No, Whiskey A Go-Go.
Whiskey A Go-Go, okay.
Remember that place?
Yeah, oh yes, up on up in L.A.
Whiskey A Go-Go, yep, very famous place. And, of course, it's not there anymore, but that's where he was playing it. Now, you take it away and let me know what's going on out west, please.
All right, folks, out west tonight, we're looking at some wind advisories. This is going to be in southern New Mexico. It's going to dip down a little bit into Texas as well. But if you're near Alamogordo or Las Cruces or traveling along Highway 54 or Highway 70 in that area, you've got that wind advisory. Up in southern Colorado, you're definitely looking at a hard freeze warning. This is in the Alamosa area, and that's going to be also up near Glenwood Springs, also near Craig, Colorado, but up into Wyoming, we've also got freeze warnings. This is going to be through Laramie, Rawlings, Rock Springs, and come a little bit south of Casper as well. So you definitely want to be careful of that. Frost advisory next door in Idaho, near Idaho Falls and Pocatello, Idaho as well. So be aware of that. Now it changes a little bit in Northern California, continuing with the fire weather warning. This is going to be west of Reno, east of Sacramento, and head on up. This is going to be also west of Susanville and up to about Redding, where you've got low humidity and increased wind gusts. In Southern California, we do have the heat is starting to turn up out in what's called the Inland Empire. That's in the Riverside area. Also, looks like we have a little bit of wind as well starting up with maybe Santa Ana winds coming in as we head through the next 4 or 5 days as we get to next weekend.
Okay, well, let's move on over here because we got flash flood watches in effect for parts of the southeast and Tennessee Valley today from organized areas of heavy to excessive rainfall. And, yep, that means coming across Tennessee right now and moving on down towards the southern area of, let's see, northern area of Alabama, northwest corner of Georgia. You've got the possibility of some rain there, certainly the mountains of North Carolina as well. But what we're looking at right now in terms of weather is we have a system that we've been watching for a while here that was moving across late last night, the southeastern corner of Wisconsin and the western third the southeastern corner of Minnesota, the western section of Wisconsin, the eastern half of Iowa, the central part of Missouri, and it was moving to the east towards Lake Michigan and whatnot, and that system pretty much calmed itself down. But there was severe thunderstorms in there. They actually had a tornado watch up in the south, the northwestern corner of Wisconsin and the southeastern part of the peninsula up there, the upper peninsula. So that's what was going on there. But that has cleared up for the moment. Whether or not it's going to stay that way is another deal. Now, there's another flash flood threat for parts of the southeast and southern Appalachians today, too, to continue with the rain that's going to be up there in the mountains. And we still have rain along the coast of South Carolina on down towards Georgia, Savannah, Georgia, and some flooding conditions there. So be advised that's going to be with us during the course of the day. Now, taking a look at the tropics, okay, we have still got some systems out there. It looks like Peter is going to stay out in the Atlantic Ocean. It looks like Rose is going to stay out in the Atlantic Ocean. We do have a tropical depression, which is moving around up in the central part of the Atlantic, headed towards the east. It's probably just going to be rain. Looks like it could be headed for Europe. But then we've had another storm that's come off the coast of Africa, and it's a big system, a pretty good-sized system. And I'm going to go down here to what it tells me for what it's supposed to be doing. What it's going to be predicted to be. Let me get this up here. It's got an 80% chance of formation over the next 5 days. This is down below where the other storms have been that have turned away. This has a better chance of coming further across into the Caribbean and coming in down below on the south side of Cuba. We'll see what happens, but we're about 4 to 5 days away from anything happening for the most part. Certainly a 50% chance in the next 48 hours. And Kyle, I don't know about you, but, you know, it's still hurricane season.
It certainly is. And so, again, always remember to be ready because there's still some coming down the pipe here.
Yeah, and if you're out of supplies because something happened earlier in the season, get some more and be ready because we're not out of the woods yet.
Exactly right.
Yep. So tell us real quick about the Pilot Flying J. Got about 30 seconds.
All right, folks. So don't forget, September is Driver Appreciation Month at the Pilot and Flying J. So you got a few more days to sign up for the Drivers Club, and you can get great discounts and points on things as well, great offers as well. So be sure to do that. Download the app. That way you can save money or get points for the fuel you buy, the food you buy, and the supplies that you buy as well. Simply go to pilotflyingj.com. Use their locator function there to find the one nearest you so you can plan your trip accordingly as you go across the highways and byways.
And Eric in Tennessee is in pilot country. He needs to become a member.
That's right.
Yep, doesn't cost a cent. You'll save a bunch of money. Okay, Kyle, hang on. Folks, we'll be back with more on the other side of the top of the hour news. Your station's got a chance to identify themselves and replenish their lunch wagon or whatever it is they're going to do. But I'll be back. Don't go nowhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
This is Kyle Warner. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.